It's time for high school basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Denny Gettle and KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Welcome to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It's girls' state basketball week as we kick things off here this morning with a Class 1A quarterfinal as the Springville Orioles, the defending champs in Class 1A and number one ranked team in Class 1A, take on the number 12 ranked Burlington Notre Dame Knights. Burlington has been to the state tournament five consecutive times, as has Springville. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. I bring in Denny Gettle, who sits to my right, and we have a matchup here this morning, Denny, to kick things off between two powerhouses in Class 1A. Springville, led by Michaela Nahazel, who was a returning starter from last year. They returned four of their five starters from last year. And Burlington Notre Dame, led by Emma Lynch and Johanna Myers, the Twin Towers in the middle for the Knights.
Yeah, both these teams have had a lot of success in recent years. As you mentioned, it's the fifth trip to state for both of them, and neither of them had ever been here before 2008, so they've made a recent impact. For Notre Dame, it's their fifth consecutive trip. Springville, it's their third consecutive trip. Neither of these teams has ever lost a first-round game, so something's got to give here.
Absolutely, and like I talked about, we'll talk about Burlington Notre Dame here first. Johanna Myers, who the leading scorer in Class 1A, averaging 25 points per game at 6 feet tall, and they also have Emma Lynch, who's 6 foot two, their second leading scorer, averaging 15 points per game. A tough task for any team in 1A to go up against such size in the middle for the Knights.
Well, that's for sure, and Myers' numbers are amazing. You don't see these kind of numbers. 24.8 points per game. She's made 83 threes, and yet she averages more than 8 free throws a game. So obviously she plays inside and outside all over the court, and she'll be a real weapon for Springville to deal with. And Springville will be in their 2-3 zone, I'm sure. So they're probably going to try and force her to shoot from the outside, I would guess.
So we have this game here this morning. We have a triple header on KGYM. First, we're going to start with this game in Class 1A on our FM stations, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and then 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. And then this afternoon, Regina takes on Logan Magnolia. That will get underway at 5 p.m.
Maybe.
And well, we'll see. Depending, this is the funny thing, because this game will get underway on time. We're going to get underway in just about 5 minutes here from Wells Fargo Arena, the first game of the day. And then there are many games sandwiched in between. Hopefully, Regina and Logan Magnolia get underway in the Class 2A quarterfinal at 5 p.m. That's the scheduled time. And then the game following that, North Lynn takes on Western Christian. So a jam-packed day for us, Denny.
It is. And really, on paper, all three of the games we're doing look like great basketball games. So this should be a lot of fun, as it always is at the girls' state tournament.
So now for the Springville Orioles. And last year, trying to get over the hump after they were runner-up two seasons ago, they do get over the hump against Turkey Valley. They win the state championship, and now they become kind of the hunted. They're not the hunter anymore. They're the hunted, the number one team in Class 1A. They return four of their five starters. So on paper, this is the best team in Class 1A. What do they need to do to continue to advance into the semifinals, the finals, and then bring home back-to-back state championship?
Well, Coach Nate Sanderson's got quite a thing going there with the Orioles. Only one senior on the roster, and she's not a starter, Caitlin Glockner. So they should be a powerhouse again next year. But they have, I think, two players off last year's all-tournament team here in Michaela Nahazel and Riley Menster. Two terrific players, and both of them average between 18 and 19 points a game. They play 2-3 zone almost entirely, and yet they are one of the state leaders in steals. Riley Menster is fifth in all classes in the state in steals out of a zone.
Michaela Nahazel, 18.5 points per game. You talk about Riley Menster, 18 points per game. So these are two teams that a lot of their scoring comes from their top two players.
Yeah, 39 points a game out of the top two from Notre Dame, and 38 or 37 points a game for the top two from Springville. So obviously with small schools, oftentimes you have a star system, and that's certainly the case with these two teams.
So Class 1A quarterfinal, the Springville Orioles taking on the Burlington Notre Dame Knights on our South Gym 106.3 FM and our North Gym 107.5 FM. In Cedar Rapids. We're going to keep it right here, and we'll give you the starting lineups for this. I keep wanting to say tonight's game. This is early in the morning here in Des Moines. First for the Springville Orioles. Number one in Class 1A, Nicole Kane gets the start at guard. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Second leading scorer on this team is Riley Minster, a 5'6 junior. She gets the start. Maddie Wegeman, a 5'8 junior. Alyssa Yeager, a 5'11 junior. And The big girl in the middle, Michaela Nahazel, 5'11", a junior, the leading scorer on this team. And as you mentioned, Denny, the part of the all-tournament team last year here at the state tournament. And for Burlington, Notre Dame, who come in with a record of 19-6. Anna Tillo, a 5'9", junior, gets the start with Johanna Myers, the leading scorer for this team, a 6-foot senior. Haley Blythe, a 5'8", junior. Kaylin Honebrecker, a 5'7", junior. And Emma Lynch, a 6'2 senior, rounds out the starting lineup. Springville against Burlington Notre Dame. We're going to take a break. And before we do, I want to thank Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and also mention that we're going to have games all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and depending on who advances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Jeff will be on the call. Tomorrow we'll have a couple of games. We'll preview those a little bit later. Denny, you're going to stay here overnight and do those games with Jeff tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we have more games. So games galore here for state girls state championship or state tournament week. And we're going to get underway in just a little bit. So we're going to take about a three-minute timeout. We're going to be back with our opening tip-off. Springville against Burlington Notre Dame on our South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and our North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need, when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two tickets will be punched at the Class 3A Boys State Tournament this Monday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham Monday at 6:20 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for a sub-state doubleheader from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game 1 has Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallard in a 3A final rematch from a year ago. Game 2 has center point Urbana trying to take down number 1 West Delaware at 8:15. That's Boys Class 3A Sub-State Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Monday night starting at 6:20 here on KGYM. I am sports.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The national anthem finishing up here at Wells Fargo Arena, and we are ready for girls state tournament action, the first game of many here from Des Moines here this week, and then with boys action next week. And you're going to hear all the action of the in the Eastern Iowa corridor right here on KGYM right now on the South Gym 106.3 FM and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Springville against Burlington Notre Dame. Before we tip things off, we'll get to the keys for tonight's game.
Well, neither
team's this morning's
lost,
game.
Neither team's lost a first round game in their state tournament experience. Lots of state tournament experience on these two teams as they've both been here regularly lately. And neither of them has lost to a 1A team this year. Springville at 22-2. Burlington Notre Dame 19-6.
So Emma Lynch is going to tip off against Riley Minster, and we're going to get underway with Springville in their all-white uniforms, orange numerals, and black trim. And the tip-off is controlled by Johanna Myers into the front court. 2-3 zone played here by Springville. And now a whistle right off the bat, as it looks like the clock failed to start. The game clock still at 8 minutes, and it failed to get underway here. So the five on the court for Springville: Kane, Minster, Wagaman, Jaeger, and Nahazel. And for Burlington Notre Dame, it's Tillo, Myers, Blythe, Hohenbrecker, and Emma Lynch. So they get things set over there at the scorer's table.
Well, it's early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Always a technical glitch to start a state tournament, it seems like.
So Hohenbrecker will have a side-out situation on the far side of the court.
Nahazel plays in the middle of the 2-3. Jaeger and Kane, the other two people in the back. Minster and Wagaman out front.
So Emma Lynch, the second leading scorer, is kind of the center for this Burlington Notre Dame team. She sets up on the block, and it looks like Johanna Myers does a lot of the ball handling as they still try to get things figured out. And I think that the biggest issue is to figure out how much time actually elapsed off the clock, and that would be 5 seconds. So we'll get back underway with 5 seconds gone here in the first quarter.
Minster and Kane out in the front of the zone, my correction.
Hohenbrecker on the right wing. Left wing now, she swings it to Lynch. Now back top of the key, it's Tillo, right side for Hohenbrecker. High post, Blythe. She finds Johanna Meyer, drives baseline, stolen away by Nahazel.
The first steal for the Orioles, they get a lot of them.
Into the front court, she finds Minster, saves it back towards half court. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Johanna Myers. So a side-out situation upcoming for Springville.
Against that Springville zone, Myers is running the baseline from corner to corner.
Minster top of the key. Once again, the Knights in a 2-3 zone. Right side, she finds Nicole Kane. Now top of the key, Jaeger into the corner. They feed the block to Nahazel. She gets the ball out on the left wing to Wegeman. Now right wing, Minster. Skip pass into the corner. It's Kane, top of the key. Now Nahazel at the free throw line. Being triple teamed, ball stolen away by Emma Lynch.
So a steal apiece here, each team.
Into the front court, Anna Tillo. Now top of the key, a 15-foot jumper by Haley Blythe, and she gets Burlington Notre Dame on the scoreboard early. The Knights lead 2-0.
That's the open spot against the 2-3 right there at the free throw line.
Nicole Kane on the left wing. Dribbles now into the corner, finds Minster, feeds the post to Nahazel. A little 5-foot turnaround jumper off the mark, rebounded by Haley Blythe. Outlet to Johanna Myers into the front court. Myers pulls up right in front of us on the left side. Now left wing, Blythe. Top of the key, Holmbrecker. Now right wing, Anna Tillo. She skipped past her. Pass stolen away by Nahazel. Outlet to Riley Minster. Into the front court, it's Kane on the left wing.
Minster got her hand on that ball, as she so often does.
Now Wegeman, top of the key, gets it to Kane. Left wing three on the way off the mark. Rebounded by Jaeger. Kept alive by Springville. Now ripped away by Anna Tillo. Back the other way come the Knights. Tillo on the right wing. Now top of the key resets to for an NBA range three for Johanna Myers. Off the mark. Rebound taken down by Maddie Wegeman. And Johanna Myers is down on the court. Looks like she is all right. So she'll stay in the game.
Didn't see what happened there. She took a long three, and the next thing we knew, she was on the court.
So spring.
Check this defense, Alex. I think Notre Dame is playing a box and one. I think they're guarding Nahazel like man for man and playing a kind of a 2-2 zone with the rest of them.
So Jaeger on the left wing picks up her dribble into the corner. She finds Maddie Wegeman. Wegeman skip past to Minster. Three on the way from the right wing, and she knocks it down from range.
She is a gamer.
3-2, the early lead for Springville. Number one in Class 1A. Back the other way, it's Tillo, top of the key, sets the offense, trying to probe this 2-3 zone. Left wing finds Blythe. Back to Tillo, top of the key. Right wing to Holmbrecker, to Blythe now on the elbow. She thought about a shot, shot fake, drives to the basket, has an open lane, lays it up and in with the right hand. And Burlington Notre Dame regains the 4-3 lead.
Springville concentrating on the two big girls, and they haven't identified.
Nicole Kane now into the corner. Pass stolen away. Back the other way comes Holmbrecker. Holmbrecker picks up the steal. Into the front court come the Knights. Holmbrecker to the free throw line. Finds Blythe. 15-foot jumper on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 6-3 is the lead in Springville. And Coach Nate Sanderson take an early timeout with 4:44 remaining in the first quarter.
And Blythe already has more than her average. She averages 5.7 points per game and has six.
So it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. This is the first game of a triple header this afternoon and this evening here on KGYM. Later today, Regina, the number one team in Class 2A. They take on Logan Magnolia, the Panthers, the number 12 team in Class 2A. And then later on, North Lynn takes on Western Christian. That's the final game of our triple header. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the Marquette Catholic and Kingsley Pearson game. That will be in the semifinals of Class 1A. So out of the timeout, Springville into the front court. It's Minster, right wing to Kane. Kane dribbles back out top of the key into the middle to Nahazel. Nahazel off the dribble, goes to the left of the lane, lays it up and in with the left hand and cuts the deficit to one.
Great entry pass, and every Springville player averages a good number of assists per game. They really share the basketball.
Johanna Myers on the left wing right in front of us. Skip pass right side for Tillo. Tillo backs out between the circles, now left wing. She finds Blythe. That's Holmbrecker into the corner for Myers. Myers right corner drives baseline, goes up with a shot blocked. Blythe gets the rebound, gets her shot blocked, gets the follow. No call. A lot of contact. Rebound taken down by Springville. It's Minster. Minster into the front court on the right wing. Minster feeds the post. Her pass stolen away by Emma Lynch. Outlet to Myers. Johanna Myers into the front court on the left wing. Crossover dribble. Now she slows things down and swings it right to the top of the key to Hohenbrecker. Hohenbrecker behind the back to Anatilla. Back to Hohenbrecker out around half court. 3:34 remaining in the first quarter. Now Blythe in the short corner left. Back out top to Tillo. Tillo swings it right for Hohenbrecker. Hohenbrecker back to Tillo. From beyond the NBA range, three, gets it in the middle to Lynch. Lynch spins over her left shoulder and gets her pocket picked.
By Minster.
Stolen away by Springville into the front court. It's Nicole Kane. Kane to Yeager now into the corner. She finds Minster. Minster skip pass to Kane. Three on the way, and she knocks it down from the left corner.
Left-hander.
So that gives the Springville Orioles a 7-6 lead, 2:57 remaining in the first quarter.
Springville 3-for-5 from the field, Notre Dame 3-for-6.
Hohenbrecker gets her pass tipped now into the corner. It's Myers. Myers on the right wing, out top to Hohenbrecker, in the middle to Blythe. 15-foot jumper well off the mark, and it's going to fall out of bounds harmlessly, and that'll go back to the Orioles with 2:39 remaining in the first quarter.
Well, that's been the weak spot of the Springville zone so far right there at the free throw line, and Blythe has made all 6 points for Notre Dame, but shot an air ball that time.
Notre Dame takes a 30-second timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
The stats are not working.
2:39 remaining in the first quarter. 7-6 is the Springville lead. Out of the timeout, Sammy Johnson checks into the game for Nicole Kane for Springville.
And they move Nahazel to a wing.
Nahazel into Johnson. Back to Nahazel at the give and go. She fumbles it. Gets it into the short corner. Yeager out top to Minster on the left wing. Back to Nahazel. Gets her pass stolen away by Johanna Myers. Back the other way come the Knights. Myers into the front court. Drives into the short corner. Now goes baseline. Steps on the end line. And that's going to be a turnover against Notre Dame.
Orioles are really concentrating on Myers so far. She hasn't made a basket yet, and a little frustrated there. She drove the baseline and stepped out of bounds. Springville's got to take a little better care of the basketball. A lot of careless passes down there against this zone.
Anatillo checks out for Burlington Notre Dame as Catherine Lilly into the game. Now Nahazel into the corner. 15-foot jumper on the way. Shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Johanna Myers. Myers into the front court between the circles. Now on the left wing, top of the key for Hohenbrecker. Hohenbrecker looks for Blythe on the elbow. Now she backs out and finds Myers at the free throw line. Drives right of the line. Gets her shot blocked by Nahazel. Rebound taken down by Yeager. Into the front court. It's Minster on the left wing. In the middle to Johnson, and she gets fouled as she goes up with the right hand, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
I think that's the first foul of the game.
The foul is going to go against Catherine Lilly, who has just checked into the game for Notre Dame. The first foul for either team.
I just was thinking they're letting them play in this one. There's been some bumping, but not calling it real tight.
So Sammy Johnson makes her first free throw, a 60% free throw shooter on the season.
A very good move by Nate Sanderson as he moved Sammy Johnson into the post. And if Burlington Notre Dame is playing a box and one, now they have to make a decision because Nahazel's in a different place.
And before the second shot, there was a lane violation against Springville, so the second shot will not count. So 8-6 is the lead for Springville as Hope Ward is checked into the game for Haley Blythe for the Knights.
Might have been Minster on that violation, not sure.
The Knights in their all-gold uniforms with navy blue numerals. Johanna Myers, left wing, feeds Emma Lynch in the post over her right shoulder, 5-foot jumper, and she knocks it down and ties the game at 8.
First basket by anybody but Blythe.
Into the front court, it's Minster on the right side. Sorry, that was Wegeman into the corner. Now finds Nahazel back door. She goes up with the right hand, runner off the mark. Wegeman gets the rebound, goes up with the right hand, and knocks down the shot. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play. That ball bounced around on the back of the rim three times before finally falling.
Wegeman does a lot of those quiet things you don't notice too much. A key rebound and has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play here.
So Hope Ward checks out of the game. It's Anatillo comes back into the game. And Taylor Ackerman will check in for Catherine Tilly for the Knights. And Caitlin Glockner checks in for Alyssa Yeager for Springville.
I've got Notre Dame at 4-for-8. And Springville at 4-for-8 so far.
Wegeman free throw off the mark, rebounded by Lynch into the front court. It's Myers on the right wing, out top to Hohenbrecker, back to Myers. Myers stepped on the baseline, or excuse me, stepped on the inline on the far side on the right wing, and that's going to be another turnover. Charge to Burlington Notre Dame, and the Orioles get the ball back with a 10-8 lead, 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Sometimes this bigger court, that takes a little bit for players to get used to where the out-of-bounds line is.
So right wing, it's Glockner into the corner, finds Wegeman. Back out top to Glockner, stolen away by Hohenbrecker into the front court, right of the lane, lays it up and in with the right hand, and ties the game at 10.
Springville making a lot of cross-court passes, and they paid the price that time.
Minster top of the key, into the corner, it's Nahazel. Feeds the post to Minster on the right block, backs out to Nahazel. Shot fake, 15-foot jumper from the right elbow, nothing but the bottom of the net, and Springville regains the lead. 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Myers across half court. The Knights looking like they want to hold for the last shot. They trail by two. Myers between the circles. Gets a screen on the right wing. Her shot blocked, but Emma Lynch gathers it on the elbow with 3 seconds. 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. Rebounded by Nahazel. And that's how the first quarter is going to end. 12-10, the Springville lead after one. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
The Springville Orioles, their first game in the quarterfinal of the state tournament, trying to defend their Class 1A championship. They lead Burlington Notre Dame 12-10 after one quarter of play, and they will begin the second quarter with the basketball. Nicole Kane checks back into the game. She gets the ball in the right corner, dribbles out to the top of the key, trying to probe that 2-3 zone, nearly gets her pass stolen away, tipped by Nahazel, back to Kane at the top of the key. Now she's pressured, and she gets her pocket pick, ball on the floor. That's a tie-up, and it's going to go, possession arrow is going to go back to Burlington Notre Dame.
Notre Dame suddenly applying a little more perimeter pressure out of that zone.
So Haley Blythe has checked back into the game for the Knights. Hohenbrecker now on the right wing from beyond the NBA range three-point arc. Backdoor feed to Emma Lynch, stolen away by, that's Riley Minster. Minster into the front court. Right wing, it's Yeager. Yeager for Springville, dribbles out top, swings it to Minster, now into the corner for Kane. Kane to Nahazel at the high post, and she walks as she went with a shot fake at the elbow. That's a turnover. Back ball back goes back to the Knights.
The 6 foot junior has always had kind of nervous feet, and she's gotten much, much better the last 2 years, but shuffled her feet that time.
So the Knights get the ball back into the front court. It's Blythe on the right wing. She dribbles to the elbow, back out top to Hohenbrecker. Hohenbrecker back to Blythe on the right wing. Back, she swings it into Lynch, stolen away by Nahazel.
And the state's leading scorer is yet to make a basket for Notre Dame, Johanna Myers.
Minster into the front court, hands off to Yeager. Yeager being guarded by Myers, now into the corner, gets it to Minster. Her entry pass to Nicole Kane on the right block is tipped away, but she's fouled by Haley Blythe. So that'll be I think the second team foul.
Third
team foul against the Knights, and an inbound play upcoming for Springville underneath their own basket.
Still no fouls on the Orioles.
Ball inbounded to Minster, right wing, now top of the key for Jaeger. She gets it to Nahazel, and her pass stolen away at the elbow. Back the other way comes Myers. Myers into the front court. Goes up with a right hand. A lot of contact as the ball flies out of bounds. No call, but they're going to say that it went off of Springville last, and Notre Dame keeps the ball underneath their own basket.
Myers, a senior, headed to Wisconsin Parkside to play basketball next year.
Ball inbounded top of the key to Tillo. Right side, she finds Hohenbrecher. Into the court now, elbow jumper from Lynch. Well off the mark, rebound taken down by Wegeman. Wegeman now to Minster, into the front court for Springville. High post to Nahazel, back door to Jaeger, drives baseline. Her pass stolen away by Hohenbrecher. Back the other way come the Knights. Hohenbrecher into the front court, and she'll set the offense and slow things down just a little bit. On the right wing, she hands off to Blythe. Now top of the key to Tillo. Back to Hohenbrecher in the corner for Blythe. Blythe looking for Lynch, instead she swings it on the left wing for Tillo. Tillo back to Hohenbrecher, and will get it out to Myers between the circles, who resets.
Minster almost anticipated a steal there.
Myers to Lynch at the free throw line. Out to Hohenbrecher, three on the way, well off, but Tillo gets the rebound, backs out, gets her shot blocked. The follow by Blythe goes up, off the mark, fight for the rebound on the floor. Blythe and Jaeger tie things up, and the jump ball, the possession arrow, will go back to Springville with 5:35 remaining in the second quarter.
They just are not letting Myers get any good looks with the basketball. She's cutting a lot against the zone, but Springville really keeping track of where she is.
Minster top of the key, now right wing for Kane. She'll dribble out top. Swing it left wing now into the corner for Minster. Minster to Jaeger on the right block. Back out top to Wegeman. Wegeman into the corner for Jaeger. Jaeger skip past to Wegeman on the right wing. Now into the corner for Kane. Kane looking for Nahazel. She didn't have position on Lynch, so she backs it out. Back to Kane. Right wing three on the way off the back iron. Goes right to Nahazel. 15-foot jumper off the mark. Rebound taken down by Blythe. The Knights come back the other way. Myers into the front court. She's greeted there by Minster. Swings it right wing for Hohenbrecher. Top of the key for Blythe. 4:51 remaining in the first half. 12-10 is the lead for Springville. And now Notre Dame is going to take a timeout. It's a full timeout, so we're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, in the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Out of the timeout, taken by head coach Jim Myers. Notre Dame gets the ball on a side-out situation. Hohenbrecher at the top of the key sets the offense, right wing for Myers. Her three-point attempt blocked by Nicole Kane, taken away by Wegeman. Wegeman into the front court to Kane on the left wing. Kane to Nahazel, high post, back door to Kane. Kane hands off to Jaeger, but stepped on the baseline, and that's a turnover. It will go back to the Knights with 4:27 remaining in the first half.
Unfortunately, the Girls Union Stat Service is not working for us, though. We don't know the turnover totals, but they've got to be high for both these teams so far.
Hohenbrecher into the front court. On the right wing, guarded by Kane. Now left wing, she finds Tillo. Tillo back to Hohenbrecher, right side. Johanna Myers.
The basket. They're way out.
Johanna Myers still without a point. As it's Tillo on the right wing, and as they try to feed Blythe at the elbow, the ball is kicked by Kane. So that's going to result in the Knights getting an inbound play underneath their own basket.
It looks like Coach Sanders has them well scouted because they really are handling the ball a long ways from the basket, and Springville's not out there bothering him. They're just letting him pass it way out on the perimeter.
Hohenbrecher to Myers, who tries to drive baseline. Can't get entry into the lane, so backs out and gets it to Hohenbrecher, top of the key. Hohenbrecher now to the right wing, picks up a dribble, backdoor feed to Blythe. Blythe is fouled on the floor, and I think they're going to say that was against Yeager.
First foul of the game on Springville, only three on Notre Dame.
That was Alyssa Yeager's first foul, first team foul against Springville. And now Anatillo's going to take a seat. Taylor Ackerman back into the lineup for the Knights. And Johanna Myers will trigger the inbound pass underneath her own basket. Inbound pass to Hohenbrecher, cutting in late, stolen away by Nahazel, and she travels. You talk about those nervous feet. She travels right in the middle of her own paint. So
yep.
For the third time in about 15 seconds of game time, the Knights will have an inbound play under corner, top of the key, Kane. Kane to Yeager, right wing. Minster now, short corner, backdoor feed. And laying it up and in is Wegeman with a left hand, and the lead is four for Springville.
Springville constantly looking inside, trying to find people open, and they found one that time.
Johanna Myers, pass stolen away by Minster. Minster to the front court with a right hand. Her layup off the mark, but there with the follow is Kane with a left hand. The lead is six for the Orioles. Hohenbrecher into the front court, being guarded by Kane. Nicole Kane follows Hohenbrecher on the right wing, who gives off to Blythe. Back to Hohenbrecher on the right wing, feeds Lynch. Makes the catch on the right block, lays it up and in with the right hand, and cuts the deficit back to four. 16-12, the Springville lead.
Good over-the-top entry pass to Lynch.
Kane on the other end from the left corner. She knocks it down from just inside the three-point arc. That's a long two, so back to a 6-point lead. 18-12, the Springville lead. Hohenbrecher on the right wing being guarded by Kane, and she gets her pocket picked. Ball nearly stolen away, and now a foul is going to be called as Wegeman took the ball away. The foul is going to go against Haley Blythe of Notre Dame. So a side-out situation for the Orioles in the backcourt as there are substitutions on the court.
Well, Mr. Nahazel will get a lot of the ink for the Orioles, and they should. But the role players for Springville are much improved over a year ago. Kane and Wegeman and Yeager all doing a great job. Wegeman and Yeager, particularly defensively, have had a great first half.
Yeager on the left wing in the front court, skip pass to Wegeman. Wegeman backs out behind the arc on the right wing, now top of the key to Minster into the corner. They find Yeager posting up as Johnson, who has just checked in the game. Her backdoor feed to Nahazel, who turns around from 5 feet and knocks down the jumper from the left, just inside the left elbow.
And this is something a little bit new, at least for me, for Springville, to see Nahazel playing, facing the basket so much, and she's very effective that way.
Blythe inside the lane. Her runner is blocked, gathered by Lynch, and Lynch steps on the end line as she tried to save it back towards the left elbow, and that's a turnover as Springville leads by 8, 20-12, with 1:50 remaining in the first half.
The first quarter, Springville was 5-for-8 from the field, Notre Dame 5-for-11, and Springville out-rebounded Notre Dame 5-to-4.
Right wing in the front court, it's Wegeman. Top of the key for Minster. Minster back to Wegeman with 1:35 remaining. Now Nahazel on the right wing behind the arc. Her pass top of the key goes to Wegeman on two bounces. She swings it left to the left wing to Yeager. Yeager, right wing for Minster, feeds the post to Wegeman. She goes up with a right hand and goes up through contact. Lays it up and in with the right hand.
Minster with great court awareness.
And now she makes the steal. In the front court, Minster with the right hand gets fouled. Shot just off the mark. But she'll step to the line to shoot two.
And there are those steals that the Orioles get so many of. They have 400 steals on the season coming into this game.
Riley Minster makes the first free throw, and you talk about a team that plays 2-3 zone. How it is remarkable, a team's ability to gather that many steals, especially when they play in a zone almost exclusively. Minster's second free throw is good. She makes them both. 12-point lead for Springville.
And Myers still yet to score.
Myers top of the key, now right wing Hohenbrecher. Hohenbrecher to Blythe at the free throw line. Her shot off the mark, but she gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
And that's the area that Notre Dame exploited early in the game. They, first time they've gone back to that free throw line area again.
So Haley Bly steps to the line.
First free throw of the game, I believe, for Notre Dame.
She has struggled from the free throw line this season, but she makes the first. Haley Blythe, 29 of 99 from the free throw line this season. She makes the first. You wouldn't be able to tell from that first free throw.
Oh, that got her to 30%.
Second one off the mark. Rebound taken down by Nahasel, but her pass stolen away by Hohenbrecher. Right wing, it's Myers. She'll back out top of the key. Left wing, Blythe feeds the post to Lynch. Turnaround 5 foot jumper off the mark, but she's fouled by Nahasel, and she'll shoot two from the charity stripe. That is Nahasel's first foul. She has 6 points.
That's good for the Orioles to get her this far into the game before her first foul. And frankly, there have been a few occasions when she might have been called before this.
Emma Lynch, a 73% free throw shooter. Her first free throw rattles out. So she'll have another. And she makes the second, so back to a 10-point game, 24-14, the Springville lead, 52 seconds remaining in the first half.
We'll see if they go for one.
Minster top of the key, now right wing for Jaeger, skip pass to Nahasel on the right wing, back to Jaeger. Jaeger in the short corner, goes up through contact, gets it to Nahasel, who drives towards the basket, right of the lane, lays it up with the right hand, she gets fouled, she'll step to the line to shoot two.
Interesting. She made a skip pass clear across the court to Jaeger and then followed her pass into the lane. Jaeger found her, and she weaseled her way through a small opening for the two free throw attempts.
Nahasel makes the first free throw, a 55% free throw shooter, and now Nicole Kane is going to check back into the Springville lineup. Sammy Johnson is going to take a seat.
Nahasel shoots 52% from the field, not much higher than that from the line.
And she makes them both. Back to a 12-point lead, 37 seconds remaining in the first half. Into the front court, it's Hohenbrecher. Now left wing, Tillo. Johanna Myers playing off the ball on the right wing, gathers it. Her skip pass goes to Tillo on the left wing from beyond the three-point arc. She finds Blythe, now back out top to Hohenbrecher. Her pass into the middle to Blythe, stolen away by Minster. Minster into the front court, crossover dribble towards the basket, right-hand layup off the mark. Tillo gathers the rebound, and now she travels out of a trap. She looked like she was going to take off running but forgot to dribble the basketball. So Springville gets the ball with 9.2 seconds remaining in the first half underneath their own basket.
Minster with another great steal, tried to force her way through traffic there, and now she's going to get an and-one.
Entry pass to Minster. She lays it up with the right hand and in, and she'll step to the line to shoot a free throw. She is fouled by Hohenbrecher. And Riley Minster to the free throw line, where she is a 62% free throw shooter, and she knocks it down with 7 seconds remaining. In the first half, 29-14, the Springville lead.
I think we had three girls in this game who were on the all-tournament team last year, Minster and Nahasel for the Orioles, and Myers, who I will say again, hasn't scored yet.
Myers into the front court, and they're going to call her for a charge as she reached out with that right hand and kind of push Jaeger away. So with 1.4 seconds remaining, Springville gets the ball. Maddie Wegeman will inbound the pass literally directly in front of us with 1.4 seconds.
That was a ticky-tack foul, but Myers definitely frustrated.
Wegeman, her pass is stolen away by Hohenbrecher, who will not get off a shot before the first half buzzer. We're going to step aside because we're at halftime with Springville leading Burlington Notre Dame 29-14 in this Class 1A quarterfinal. The winner will take on the winner of the Marquette Catholic and Kingsley Pearson game later on this afternoon. We'll step aside for 3 minutes. You're listening to high school basketball, high school state tournament basketball on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140 degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast, proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Oh, I'm ready.
Fit as anybody can be. I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Two tickets will be punched to the Class 3A Boys State Tournament this Monday night at KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham Monday at 6:20 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for a sub-state doubleheader from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game 1 has Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallard in a 3A final rematch from a year ago. Game 2 has center point Urbana trying to take down number 1 West Delaware at 8:15. That's Boys Class 3A sub-state basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Monday night starting at 6:20 here on KGYM. YM Sports.
29-14, the Springville lead over Burlington Notre Dame in this Class 1A quarterfinal. We have reached halftime. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. And Denny, I think the storyline of the first half is, first of all, Springville in that 2-3 zone, giving Burlington Notre Dame all kinds of issues. The leading scorer in Class 1A has not made a basket from the field. That's Johanna Myers, scoreless here in the first half.
That is really something. When you think she averages almost 25 points a game, if you get shut out, you got to score 50 the next game to keep your average at 25. So that's a remarkable accomplishment for Springville. And she's been running the baseline a lot, but Springville's very aware of where she is and not letting her catch the ball much. The few shot attempts she's had have been from long range.
You talked about how many steals Springville has taken away this season, and they play the 2-3 zone. What is it about this zone that makes it so difficult for opponents and allows them to take away so many steals?
Well, I think just the fact that they play the zone all the time, they really know their positions on the court. They can anticipate passes. I think Coach Sanders does a great job scouting to know what the other teams want to do against the zones. And they also, after they score, they get into a press, and they get a lot of steals off their press too. So it's a little bit more than just the half court 2-3 that where they're getting their steals, but they really get their hands on a lot of passes.
For the Knights, they played in that 2-3 zone as well, and you can tell that they're really focusing on Michaela Nahazel, who when she gets that catch on the block, she's getting two and three defenders around her. But offensively, Springville was a little bit of a feeling out process early on, but they kind of pulled away in that second quarter.
Well, I think when they brought Sammy Johnson off the bench and put her in the post, it confused Notre Dame a little bit because Nahazel moved to the wing, and she's had a very good first half facing the basket, not only scoring but passing the ball. Springville's not only noted for lots of steals, they get a lot of assists. I credited for twice as many assists as Notre Dame so far this season. 435 assists is a lot of assists in 25 games.
So 29-14 is the Springville lead over Burlington Notre Dame. This is the first game of our triple header on KGYM at 5 p.m. Hopefully, as Denny pointed out earlier in the broadcast, Regina is going to take on the Logan Magnolia Panthers. There, Regina coming in as the number one team in Class 2A. That'll be a corner final as Regina puts their undefeated 25-0 record on the line against the Panthers of Logan Magnolia. And then the nightcap here this evening, North Lynn is going to take on Western Christian in another 2A quarterfinal. We have just received the stats here at halftime, and we'll go through a few of them.
Well, shooting percentages, Springville 11 for 19 from the field, 1 out of 3 from three-point range. So they're shooting 58%, and that's not too far off.
Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, in the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. This Class 1A quarterfinal, Springville, the defending champion in Class 1A, has a 29-14 lead over Burlington Notre Dame. And Denny, we're going to get back to the stats. And a couple of stats that stick out. Both teams have pulled away 10 or 11 steals. You look at Burlington Notre Dame has 10 steals. Springville has 11, but the block number right there. Johanna Myers having a tough time getting her shot off for Burlington Notre Dame because Springville has blocked 7 shots in the first half.
7 blocks. That's incredible. To none for Notre Dame. Turnover totals very high for both teams because of the larceny, I guess. 14 turnovers for Springville, 15 for Burlington Notre Dame. But shooting percentages, once again, in case I got cut off there, Springville shooting 58% from the field to just 30% for Notre Dame. Notre Dame has yet to make a three, and that's a big part of their arsenal normally. Free throws, Springville 6 for 7 from the line, and Notre Dame, where are their free throws? There they are, 2 for 4 from the line.
So we are just about ready to begin the second half of play, 29-14, the Springville lead in this quarterfinal. The winner will take on the winner of, I think, the next game between Marquette Catholic and Kingsley Pearson.
And Marquette is out of the Tri-Rivers Conference, where Springville and North Lynn come from. And Springville did play Marquette earlier in the year.
So Hohenbrecher out of the timeout, or excuse me, out of the halftime break, top of the key. Her pass, entry pass to the free throw line, stolen away by Nahazel.
And that's her sixth steal of the game.
Now Jaeger on the right wing, elbow to Nahazel, cross court pass to Kane. Kane on the left wing in front of us, feeds the post, and tripped up right there in front of us is Maddie Wegeman as she dribbled from the block to the left wing. So that will result. And an inbound play for Springville underneath their own basket.
Wegeman kind of trapped on the baseline and got bailed out by the tripping call.
Inbound pass to Nahazel, a little 10-foot jumper from Michaela Nahazel, and she knocks it down and extends the lead.
That was pretty easy, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. 16 the lead for Springville. Hohenbrecher on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Tillo on the left wing. Skip pass back to Hohenbrecher. Hohenbrecher looking for an entry as she gets her pocket pick. Ball stolen away by Minster. I think
amazing.
Kane got her hands on it and picked the pocket of Tillo. On the right side, it's Jaeger. Jaeger skip pass to Minster on the left wing to the free throw line to Nahazel. Nahazel now left wing to Kane. Top of the key to Minster. Minster, her pass stolen away by Johanna Myers, and they're going to get a foul on Riley Minster as she reached in on Myers after Myers pulled down the steal.
So often that happens after you make a mistake and you try and make up for it right away and you get a foul. Good play by Myers. Maybe that'll get her going to get just her hands on a steal like that.
So Hope Ward checks into the lineup for Burlington Notre Dame, and now a timeout taken A 30-second timeout taken on the court by head coach Jim Myers of the Notre Dame Knights. And if you're Jim Myers, what are you telling your team to try to find some way to get some to get off a good shot? And I think it starts there.
I'm not sure we pointed it out, but Jim Myers is the father of Johanna Myers, their star player. But obviously they're down 17, and they're trying to figure out something to get things going here. Springville, an adjustment I saw that they made at the half, is they're covering that free throw line area with a weak side guard in the front of the zone a little bit better. And so maybe Notre Dame wants to figure out another way to attack that. I'm sure they're trying to figure out ways to get the ball to Myers or Lynch to get those 2 6-footers going.
Myers gets the inbound pass now between the circles. Now left wing. She fires it to Blythe. Blythe, entry pass to Tillo at the free throw line. Back out top to Ward. Now top of the key for Myers. 17 is the lead for Springville. Now Blythe, entry pass to Stone. On the right wing, back out to Blythe. Her three on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound ripped down, kept alive by Ward. Little 10-foot jumper for Lynch. Off the mark, rebound taken down by Springville. Into the front court, it's Minster on the right wing. She drives baseline now, goes up with the right hand through contact. She gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Anna Tillo, and Riley Minster is going to step to the line for 2 free throws.
And I have to say, for Notre Dame, Haley Blythe, a junior, really is the only player that looks really comfortable in the offense out there. She's looking for her shots, but nobody else seems to be able to create one for the Knights.
Minster misses the first free throw, and Anatillo is going to have to check out because she just picked up her third foul. And Catherine Lilly back into the lineup for the Knights.
Springwood with a chance to maybe put this game away.
Minster makes the free throw, 32-14. The lead for the Orioles.
But remember, Myers is a great three-point shooter. If she would get going, they could cut into this lead.
Ward on the left side, now cross-court pass to Lilly. 6:07 remaining in the third quarter. Johanna Myers being guarded by Minster out around half court. Now they switch up and put Kane. Now Lilly on the right side. Her skip pass to Myers is stolen away into the backcourt, but last touched out of bounds is tipped by Alyssa Yeager.
Good anticipation, that cross-court pass. Yeager saw it coming, almost got the steal.
That was a pass that hung up there for a long time, and Yeager was right there.
High percentage of the possession time for Notre Dame has spent a long way from the basket, not in shooting range.
Johanna Myers on the right wing. Into the corner, she finds Ward. Her shot off the mark. Rebound fought for, taken down by Minster. Riley Minster will walk the ball up the court for the Springville Orioles, who have an 18-point lead. Right wing Kane into the corner for Yeager. Yeager to the high post. She finds Minster backdoor. Minster down below her basket, goes up with the right hand, and they're going to call a tie-up. And I think the possession arrow will stay right here with Springville. It will, with 5:21 remaining in the third quarter.
Really good ball movement in that position by Springville. Minster got caught under the basket and tried to create something.
Wegeman's inbound pass stolen away by Myers into the front court. It's Ward. Sorry, that's Lilly. Catherine Lilly on the right side for Myers. Myers tries to go baseline, picks up her dribble, short corner right, and her pass stolen away by Minster.
I think it hit the backboard.
Minster into the front court to Yeager on the right wing. Free throw line to Nahazel. Nahazel backdoor feed to Yeager. Yeager gets position, lays it up and in with the right hand. The lead is 20 for the Orioles.
That's an assist from Nahazel.
34-14, 4:45 remaining in the third quarter. Entry passage, Johanna Myers, who drives towards the basket on the right of the lane. Ball tipped out of bounds. I think they're going to say last touch by Nahazel. So, nope, they're going to get a foul on Maddie Wegeman. Away from the ball as Anatilla will check into the game, and Johanna Myers is going to take a seat for the Knights. 25 points per game for Myers this season. She is scoreless. Now Ward gets the entry pass, a 15-foot jumper well off the mark out of the hand of Haley Blythe. Rebound taken down by Yeager. Wegeman into the front court to Kane on the left wing, to the free throw line to Nahazel, into the corner for Minster for three. Off the mark, rebound taken down by Emma Lynch. Lynch outlets to Tillo into the front court, come the Knights. They trail by 24, 17 remaining in the third quarter, and the entry pass to Lynch, stolen away by Nahazel, outlet to Minster. Minster into the front court, lays it up and in with a right hand, and extends the lead to 36-14.
And Springville now shooting better than 60% for the game.
Blythe on the right wing, top of the key to Ward, now into the corner for Lily. Lily picks up her dribble on the left wing, swings top of the key to Ward, who fires it on the right wing to Tillo. Tillo dribbles out to the top of the key, rotates it right to Blythe on the right wing, three on the way, rebound taken down by Yeager as the shot is off the front of the iron.
Again, Myers not getting a look at all.
Kane at the top of the key, rotates it to Yeager, skip pass to Minster. Minster feeds Nahazel, who turns around over her right shoulder, lays it up and in. And the lead is 24 for Springville.
And timeout number three being taken by Coach Myers and the Knights.
It's going to be a full timeout. 24 points the lead for Springville, 3:22 remaining in the third quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Napa Know How.
Napa Guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Johanna Myers back into the Knights lineup, trying to get going as her team trails by 24, 3:19 remaining in the third quarter. Hohenbrecher on the right wing in the front court for Burlington Notre Dame. Her entry pass goes to Lynch, who lays it up with the right hand, gets her shot partially blocked, but a foul is called against Michaela Nahazel. So Emma Lynch is going to step to the line to shoot two.
Her second foul, I believe.
So Lynch, a 72% free throw shooter, her first shot off the mark. She's one of three from the free throw line here this morning.
Springville now 15 for 24 for the game, 62.5%.
Lynch makes a second free throw, 38-15 the lead for Springville. And now it looks like Burlington Notre Dame going to a little bit of a three-quarter court trap. Minster dribbles towards half court. She's fouled in the backcourt by Taylor Ackerman, who has just checked into the game for the Knights.
Minster can kind of play possum with you with that change of pace dribble, but boy, she's got a quick first step when she decides to go someplace.
So Minster into the front court now for the Orioles. Into the corner finds Yeager. Yeager dribbles out top of the key, swings it left, ball stolen away by Hohenbrecher. She's trying to find the handle in the front court, finally has it, swings it to the right wing to Tillo, out top to Myers, and Myers is going to be called for another charge as she reached with that left hand. Ooh, that's the second one where she didn't exactly.
Minster was right there with the blanket defense, and Myers got frustrated.
She's trying to get any separation that she can. And she's having trouble here this morning. Into the front court, Wegeman picks up her dribble on the left wing, and Johanna Myers ties her up, and the possession arrow will go back to Notre Dame with 2:45 remaining in the third quarter.
Notre Dame plays large schools a lot. In fact, I believe all six of their losses were to larger schools than 1A, but they've not been in this position very many times this year.
19-6 on the season, Springville 22-2. Ball tipped out of bounds by Nahazel.
Notre Dame lost their opener to Davenport Assumption by 52 points. Assumption's here in the 3A field. They'll play center point Urbana tomorrow.
We'll have that game on KGYM. Jeff Downing will have the call. Top of the key, it's Hohenbrecher. You as well, Denny. Left wing He finds Taylor Ackerman. Ackerman now into the corner for Tillo. Back to Ackerman on the left wing. Entry pass to Hohenbrecker. Right elbow jumper off the front of the iron. Rebound gathered by Hohenbrecker. Goes back up with a right-hand shot well off the mark. Rebound taken down by Sammy Johnson of Springville. Minster into the front court. Finds Nahazel, who tips the ball out of bounds. Couldn't find the handle on the pass. That's a turnover. And Notre Dame will get the ball back. 2:09 remaining in the third quarter.
Well, this might be an oversimplification, but I think Myers and Lynch have been the two big scorers all season for Notre Dame, and they've been shut down today, and Notre Dame doesn't have any other options.
Lynch turns around over her right shoulder. Her five-foot jumper off the mark. Rebound taken down by Blythe. Blythe goes back up with the right hand, and she is fouled. She'll step to the free throw line to shoot two. I believe Haley Blythe is the leading scorer here this morning for Notre Dame. She's kind of been playing that position in the middle of that zone at the free throw line. She knocked down a couple of early jump shots, and she makes the first free throw. She's 2 of 3 from the free throw line.
She's got half their points at 8.
She'll have one more free throw. Second one off the mark. Rebound taken down by Nahazel. Now Minster in the backcourt dribbles out of trouble. Into the front court, top of the key to Jaeger. Back to Minster on the right wing. Right now, right elbow for Johnson. Back to Minster on the right wing. Feeds the post to Jaeger. Jaeger block to block pass in the middle for Nahazu. Lays it up and in with a left hand through some bodies. And extends the lead out to 40-16 for Springville. And in the front court, Johanna Myers is fouled by Maddie Wegeman.
Reach in. Minster is so good. Before she gets the basketball, she's already thinking about what she's going to do with it when she gets it. And that's, she delivers the basketball to good spots to score from for teammates.
Hohenbrecker with a 15-foot runner jump shot off the mark. Nahazel pulls down the rebound for Springville. Now Minster in the backcourt once again, dribbling out of trouble. Into the front court, Minster gets the pass on the left wing, and right in front of us, the ball is tipped out of bounds as Minster goes tumbling into the scorer's
table.
They
got a foul on Hohenbrecker there.
And they're going to get the foul on Hohenbrecker, so.
Almost landed in your lap there.
Almost. Just to the left
Good
of us.
We had that table to protect it.
So Maddie Wegeman will inbound the ball on the side-out situation directly in front of us with 1:12 remaining in the third quarter.
The only other one-sided loss for Notre Dame this year was against Fairfield. I think they're a 3A or 4A team. 23-point loss to the Trojans at Fairfield.
Nahazel on the entry pass from Minster lays it up and in with the right hand over her left shoulder and extends the lead to 42-16, 53 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Springville 6-for-7 from the field this quarter, and Notre Dame 0-for-9.
And now Blythe's pass stolen away by Wegeman. Minster into the front court for the Orioles. She'll slow things down on the right wing. Now a right elbow for Johnson. Out to Minster, 3 from the right corner, off the front of the iron, but Wegeman pulls down the rebound, goes back up with a left hand, puts it up and in. And the lead is 44-16 in favor of Springville.
She used her body very well that time.
Now Myers in the front court. High post for Blythe. Her 15-foot jumper off the mark, kept alive by Ward. Out to Myers. Myers to the elbow. Her 15-foot jumper well off the mark. Rebound taken down by Jaeger. 1 second remaining in the third quarter, and the ball into the front court. A shot will not be... It was not off before the third quarter buzzer by Minster. It went up and in, but it does not count. So after three quarters of play, Springville leads Burlington Notre Dame 44-16. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
After three quarters of play, beginning the fourth quarter, Springville has a 44-16 lead over Burlington, Notre Dame, and the basketball. Now, top of the key, it's Nahazlu, drives left of the lane, and they're going to get a foul on Haley Blythe as Nahazlu went up with the left hand, so she'll step to the line to shoot two.
And that kind of bailed Nahazlu out because she might have gotten a charge there.
Caitlin Glockner is checked into the game for Springville as Nahazlu makes the first free throw.
At the end of the first quarter, you pointed out during the break, Springville led 12-10. They outscored Notre Dame now 32-6 in the last two quarters.
We'll make that 33-6 as Nahazlu makes the second, both free throws. 46-16, the Springville lead. Johanna Myers, free throw line to Blythe, back out to Myers. Myers back to Blythe on the free throw line, who hands off to Myers, who goes up through contact, shot off the mark, rebound taken down by Wegeman. Wegeman to Minster into the front court. Minster dribbles through traffic between the circles, picks up her dribble, swings it left wing for Kane, and a foul is going to be called on Johanna Myers away from the basketball after Minster had given the ball up to Kane, so Riley Minster will step to the free throw line. That is the seventh team foul against the Knights, so Minster will have a one-and-one situation.
Just a nightmarish game for Johanna Myers, 6-foot senior headed to Wisconsin Parkside. Emma Lynch, the 6'2 post player for Notre Dame, is going to go to Quincy College to play volleyball.
Minster makes the first free throw. And the second. 48-16.
Notre Dame
for Springville
has failed to connect on their last 13 field goal attempts.
Myers into the front court. Her pass to the free throw line to Blythe is kicked. I think Kane kicked it away, or Minster, I should say. So that'll be a side-out situation for Burlington. Right of the lane. Honebrecker, entry pass to Blythe. Blythe turns around from 5 feet. Her jumper off the mark. Lynch gets the rebound. Her follow shot, she gets her pocket pick. Ball taken away by Glockner. Now Minster in the backcourt. Cross-court pass to Wegeman into the front court to Kane on the left wing. Kane to the free throw line to Nahazlu. 15-foot jumper off the mark. Rebound taken down by Anatillo. 6:50 remaining in the game. Springville well on their way to a semifinal berth here in Des Moines. Myers, three-pointer off the mark. Blythe gets the rebound. And she travels as she drives right of the lane towards the basket. And that's another turnover charge to Springville. Or excuse me, charge to Burlington Notre Dame. And Springville will get the ball back.
So since late in the first half, Springville has only missed 2 field goal attempts. On the other hand, Burlington Notre Dame hasn't made a field goal since late in the first half.
Michaela Nahazlu checks out of the game. And Sammy Johnson back into the Oriole lineup. Into the front court, it's Kane feeding Johnson. Johnson on the block, gets her pocket picked by Blythe. Stolen away into the front court for Honebrecker. Now Myers on the wing, 3 on the way, and it misses well short. Rebound taken down by Tillo. Top of the key for Honebrecker, back to Myers. Myers being double-teamed, gets into the right corner, picks up her dribble, entry pass to Blythe. Stolen away by Minster.
There she is again.
Minster into the front court. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Tillo, so a side-out situation upcoming for Springville with 6:03 remaining in the game.
Myers has made 83 threes this season, 0 tonight, today.
Right side, it's Glockner. Glockner top of the key to Wegeman, free throw line to Johnson, left wing for Kane, who feeds the post back to Glockner. Glockner passes the free throw line to Johnson, gathered out top of the key for Kane. Kane hands off to Minster on the right wing, into the corner. It's Minster on the block as she gets the pass from Johnson, lays it up with the right hand, gets fouled. She'll step to the line to shoot two.
And how many Orioles touched the ball in that position?
Just great ball movement. About probably six or seven passes until Minster finally went up with the right hand. She makes the first free throw.
And the Orioles are 10 for 12 from the line today. They're not a real strong free throw shooting team, just 60% on the season.
But Minster makes both free throws. 50 to 16 the lead, and a timeout is taken by Springville. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Courtside here at Wells Fargo Arena. Springville well in control. As out of the timeout, Haley Blythe for Notre Dame lays her layup off the mark. Springville with the rebound and a 34-point lead with 5:18 remaining in the fourth quarter. Kane now top the key for Johnson. Backdoor feed to Kane. Lays it up and in with the left hand. And great. The lead is 36.
Great pass and great execution by Kane once she got the ball.
Now Blythe at the free throw line. Back out to Hohenbrecher. Top of the key. Right wing for Johanna Myers, who dribbles out top of the key. Being guarded by Nicole Kane. She dribbles to the left wing into the short corner, being harassed, swings at top of the key for Anna Tillo. Tillo now right wing for Hohenbrecher. 4:47 remaining in the fourth quarter. On the right side, it's Blythe. Shot fake, drives baseline, lays it up with the right hand, shot off the mark. Sammy Johnson pulls down the rebound for the Orioles. Minster into the front court, right side. It's Glockner, who drives baseline, now backs out, top of the key for Johnson, left wing for Kane. Nicole Kane, now left wing for Johnson into the corner. A 15-foot jumper for Maddie Wegeman connects. The lead is 54-46 for the Orioles. Everything falling for Springville here in the second half. And on the flip side, the Knights have not made a field goal in just about two quarters.
Oh, for their last 19. A lot of people here all the way from Burlington, but not much to cheer about.
A 18-foot jumper well off the mark from Hohenbrecher, and it trickles harmlessly out of bounds, and we're going to get some substitutions with 3:52 remaining. So for Springville, Melissa Newell checks into the game.
And the clock was running. Oh, we got a margin, a 38-point margin, so we're going to have a running clock here.
Jaeger on the left wing to the high post to Johnson. Backdoor feed to Newell, who she goes up with the left hand. Her shot off the back of the backboard, but it was tipped out of bounds, and it will stay right here with Springville.
As I mentioned, when the team gets up by 35 in Iowa basketball, we go to the running clock.
Johnson, 10-foot jumper, no. Rebound by Wegeman. She misses the follow. Pops right back out to Johnson. Her 10-foot jumper off the mark, and Emma Lynch pulls down the rebound. For Notre Dame into the front court, it's Johanna Myers in the short corner, right out to Hohenbrecher. Back to Myers on the right wing. Myers to Lynch on the left block. Back out top to Hohenbrecher, swinging it left to Blythe. Back out top to Hohenbrecher. Will hand off to Myers between the circles. Myers backs out, being harassed by the top of that 2-3 zone. It's Wegeman. Wegeman guarding Myers. She swings it into the corner to Hope Ward. Ward picks up her dribble. Swings it back out top to Hohenbrecher. Free throw line to Blythe into the corner for Ward. Three on the way. Well off the mark. Doesn't draw iron. Rebound taken down by Jaeger.
Just a day of frustration for the Knights.
With 2:25 remaining, Springville is going to call a substitution timeout and get some more folks into the game. Riley Chapman checks into the game, as does Courtney Boland for the Orioles. And while it looked like they were going to run through that timeout, they're going to say that it's a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it right here.
And Notre Dame putting in five new players, so it looks like Joanna Myers is going to end a terrific career by going scoreless at the state tournament. Remember, neither of these teams have ever lost a first-round game at state, and it's going to happen to Notre Dame today.
54-46.
They've missed their last 21 field goal attempts. Prior to that last offensive flurry by Springville, they were 20 for 31 for the game, and they had four misses, so their percentage just went down on that one possession.
So five new players out there for Burlington, Notre Dame. For Springville, it's Riley Chapman on the left wing in the corner for Newell. Newell dribbles out top of the key for Chapman between the circles, right wing to Glockner. To Johnson on the right elbow, backdoor feed to Newell with a left-hand layup off the mark. Rebound taken down by Johnson. Johnson in the middle of the lane, puts it back up with a left hand. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line to shoot two.
Even the Oriole reserves move the basketball. They really share the basketball.
So Alyssa Trail is checked into the game for Notre Dame.
Speaking of sharing, Coach Sanderson's team, since he's been there, have raised over $30,000 for charity. So they do more than just play basketball together.
They do that very well, too, as Johnson knocks down both free throws. And now Johnson's going to take a seat. And Kaylee Hansaw checks into the game. Kylie Hansaw checks into the game for Springville.
Johnson, another junior, as Springville has only one senior on the roster, Caitlin Glockner.
Todd on the right side to Meeker. Back into the corner. She finds Dow on the right side to Todd between the circles. Todd fires up a three from the right wing. Off the back of the iron, rebound. Fought for, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Glockner. It will stay right here with Burlington Notre Dame, 135 and counting remaining in the game. Inbound, top of the key taken by Alyssa Trail. Now on the left wing, she finds Sarah Meeker, top of the key for Riley Todd, who has just checked into the game. She picks up her dribble and around half court, swings it left to Meeker. Meeker being guarded at the top of the key by Hinsaw. Now Todd on the right side. Thought about a three, doesn't take it. 108. Remaining in the fourth quarter, 56-16, the lead for Springville. Meeker gets the ball kicked by Newell, and it will stay right here with Burlington Notre Dame, 57 seconds remaining, and now even more substitutions on the court.
Notre Dame has five freshmen on their roster. I imagine most of them are in there right now.
So Carly Williams, a freshman. Ellie Scriver, a sophomore. And Kelly Kirschman, a freshman, check into the game for Springville. On the right side, Meeker fires up a three. It misses everything. Rebound taken down by Carly Williams, the 5'5 freshman. Into the front court, it's Newell on the left wing. Hands off to the freshman, the sophomore Scriber, who gives it up top of the key for Kirschman. 28 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 56-16. The lead, shot off the mark out of the hands of Carly Williams. Ball fought for into the front court, kept alive by Meeker, taken away by Meeker and by for Notre Dame. 12 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and Springville will have a date in the semifinals of the Class 1A state tournament, as Riley Todd has it top of the key. Will fire up a last second shot, blocked by Newell in a fitting way for Springville to end a dominant performance here this morning and into this afternoon. A 56-16 victory over Burlington Notre Dame, whose season comes to an end with a record of 19-7. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds and we'll be back with our postgame show. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
56-16, the defending champion in Class 1A, the Springville Orioles, move on to the semifinals where they will take on the winner of our next game, or of the next game of the day. We will not be on the call, but the next game in about half an hour will be taking place at Wells Fargo Arena between Marquette and Kingsley Pearson. Alex Kuhn alongside Denny Gettle. And Denny, we just talked about it during that fourth quarter. The score was 12-10 after the first quarter of play in favor of Springville. In the final three quarters, they went on a little, let's just say, a 44-6 run to close out Burlington Notre Dame.
Burlington Notre Dame, by my statistics, was 1-for-31 from the field in the last three quarters. Just stifling defense by Springville. That 2-3 zone, they just play it so well. They played it so long together. They know where to anticipate the passes. And they held the state's leading scorer to no points.
Johanna Myers, averaging 25 points per game, held scoreless here this morning. And I think a lot of people, when they think of the 2-3 zone, they think, oh, you sit back and you just sort of stay in your lane. That was not so for Springville, who leads the state in steals. They pulled away several steals here. They had 11 in the first half. We'll get the final statistic in just a second, but they did a great job of pressuring the ball, especially when Johanna Myers had it setting that offense.
And the Springville reserves missed the last six field goal attempts. But in spite of that, Springville still was 20-for-36 for the game, almost 60%. So all aspects of the game were extremely strong on paper and on the court for the Springville Orioles.
And on the scoreboard, 56-16, the final, as once again the Springville Orioles, who were the champions in Class 1A, look to defend their title. They move on to the semifinals, where I believe they would play on Wednesday. Thursday at 10 o'clock against the winner of the next game here at Wells Fargo Arena, Marquette and Kingsley Pearson. We're going to be back on the air at 5 p.m. here this evening. Logan Magnolia, the Panthers, they're going to have a stiff test against the Regina Regals, who the number one team in Class 2A with a 25-0 record.
Yeah, Logan Magnolia making their first appearance ever at the state tournament. I'm very familiar with Logan Magnolia and wrestling. They've had very strong wrestling teams over the years, and when the state duels used to be in Cedar Rapids, they would send the most spectators of anybody. So I'll be interested to see what kind of following their girls basketball team will get. They play in a very good conference, and I think they came out of the only regional that had three ranked teams in it this year, avenged the loss to get here. So I think Logan Magnolia, they may have their eyes open by Regina, but it's great for them to get here for the very first time.
Absolutely, and I read that they are 3 years removed from a 1-21 season. So that is
big turnaround.
That is a great story for Logan Magnolia. But welcome to the state tournament. You got to take on the Regina Regals in the first round, and hopefully we'll be on the air sometime around 5 p.m. here this evening.
Probably a little bit before that,
depending on what happens, how long these next few games go. But
we'll have to talk to the afternoon players club. Back at Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, they are back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, as is Jeff Downing, who will have the call tomorrow with you, Denny Gettle. The Centerport Urbana Storm and Pointers take on Davenport Assumption. We'll have that call tomorrow as well.
Well, we're going to be busy because eight teams from the Cedar Rapids Iowa City corridor in this field out of the 40. There's three Iowa City teams, of course, Regina, City and West in Class 5A that won't play till Wednesday. But then we have five teams from Linn County, Springville, North Linn, Center Point Urbana, Marion, and Xavier. So a great representation from the Linn County, Johnson County area down here this week.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't add the fact that we talked about the second part of our triple header. The final game here this evening, North Linn takes on Western Christian Hull. That will be a phenomenal game as well. So we're going to have wall-to-wall girls state basketball coverage on KGYM. Stay tuned for our frequencies. We're going to get back to ESPN programming here. The gym class comes on at 3, the afternoon players club at 4. We're going to be on the air hopefully around 5 on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City with Regina taking on Logan Magnolia.
Well, in that Northland Western Christian game, they've developed quite a little rivalry. I think this will be the third time they've met here in Des Moines in the last 4 years. Both teams maroon and white, and that should be a great game.
Absolutely. For Jeff Downing, for Denny Gettle, this is Alex Kuhn signing off for now and returning you to ESPN programming on KGYM. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports Springville with a 56-16 victory over Burlington Notre Dame.
Two tickets will be punched at the Class 3A Boys State Tournament this Monday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunneby Monday at 6:20 on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for a sub-state doubleheader from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game 1 has Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallard in a 3A final rematch from a year ago. Game 2 has Center Point Urbana trying to take down number 1 West Delaware at 8:15. That's Boys Class 3A Sub-State Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Monday night starting at 6:20 here on KGYM Sports.